Direct from Las Vegas, this is The Comedy Company, and today's special in-studio guest is one of the top female comics of the 1980s, Diana Jordan. Now, you're no stranger to the Las Vegas Strip. You've opened for a lot of people, including the Righteous Brothers.
Oliver and the Raiders.
In fact, I think there was a 3 or 4 week span there. You were at the Frontier 1 week and the Riviera the next week,
yeah.
And then
back at the Maxim, Frontier.
And then the Maxim.
And then the Maxim.
And then you went up to Reno or Lake Tahoe.
Yeah,
Tahoe
I worked Reno. Yeah, I missed the comedy clubs, but gosh, when you get into this kind of stuff, you get a lot more money for a fourth of the work, and you go, what, am I stupid? Of course I'm going to work there.
Now, Diana, I know you do a lot of work in the Playboy's Girls of Rock and Roll show. You know, I read Playboy for the same reason a lot of people read National Geographic. Yeah, it's got great pictures of places I'm not going to get to visit, darn it.
I love that joke.
It's good.
That is a good one. Like
speaking of jokes, Diana, I'm sure you will agree that this lady is probably the queen of jokes.
Ladies and gentlemen, a semi-legend in her own lifetime, Miss Joan Rivers.
You know, I know who's gay and who's not gay. Can we talk here? Who is not gay? I read the National Enquirer. Don't you read the Enquirer? Who said no? Don't, are you kidding? What do you read when you go to the bathroom? Let me tell you why I love the Enquirer, okay? Let me tell you why I love it. I love the Enquirer because it is filled with stupid stories. If you want to read something intelligent, then don't buy the Enquirer. We don't need you. Then you buy the New York Review of Literature, you buy the Partisan Review, you buy the Harper's, you buy Atlantic, the National Enquirer, UFO sightings. That's the caliber, right? UFO sightings are never by anybody intelligent. Have you noticed that? A UFO has never landed at Harvard or Yale or Princeton. And a saucer has never landed on a Jewish lawn because we would turn it over to see who made it. Oh. I read every issue. Do you read it? Oh, how can you not read it? Then you miss about me and Sinatra. I was in the National Enquirer. I am suing Frank Sinatra for support for the 4 years I would have lived with him if he had asked me. Oh, yes. See, that they look at me. That's a very Beverly Hills joke. Because out here at Beverly Hills, everyone's... The only worry about is palimony and drugs. Oh, druggy. Look how quiet the room got.
Joan Rivers and Diana Jordan. Our guest on The Comedy Company, Diana Jordan. You're actually in the Playgirls of Rock and Roll this week, and you play this gig fairly often, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I enjoy it because it's a good show. It's a good hour, 15-minute show. It's very sexy, beautiful girls, beautifully done, beautifully choreographed, great band. And it's fun to come in. I do 2 12-minute sets a night. Hey.
Not bad.
And laugh to the bank, you know. Now and it's fun, and I like working with the male audiences because, you know, I just got back from Korea doing a military tour with Miller Lite, and I think that working these audiences really prepared
Korea
me.
Korea a little different than Las Vegas?
Oh, yeah, but boys will be boys. That's my point, is working these predominantly male audiences here was a good experience to go into the bush, so to speak, with the guys there and be able to handle them.
You were a lounge singer, doing very well, and you used to tell a few jokes between songs, and you decided to become a comedian.
Right. I was hoping that Korea thing would throw you off of this story.
So you went out and started working comedy clubs in L.A., I guess.
Yeah, and bombing. Eating it, as we say.
I find that hard to believe.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, when you go out and you've got like 3 jokes and one of them works, it's pretty darn...
Well, did you ever think about, hey, I'm going to stop this and go back to singing?
Oh, yeah. I have to tell you now, if knowing what I know now, if I had to stop and stop comedy, mm-hmm. or somebody said, I've never done it, let's say, but I know what I know, and I had to go back and start over, I wouldn't do it. I know that sounds awful. It's too hard. I'm a writer. I spend all day writing. I get up at night. I get up in front of people, lay out my soul, lay out new material.
I was on the road with you for a week, and all you did was write.
I know. I know. I'm a hard worker. Darn it. I know, but it is I've only been doing comedy 3 years, and I think I must have had about 4 jobs as an opener and about 5 as a middle, and I went right to headliner, but that's because, as you know,
being
my old friend, I worked harder than any of the people that I started with. And they hate my guts now. No, they're glad for me. But I do work hard.
Okay, Diana, we'll be looking for you in some of the great comedy clubs around the country and here in Las Vegas and Reno and the other.
All over the world.
Right, in Korea, right.
And on the tube.
You like people to know that you're actually a former beauty queen and great lounge singer.
I don't consider being Miss Pork Belly a beauty queen, Jerry.
Okay, well, anything for the show. The show must go on. Now, you are at the Maxim.
Right.
And the Playboy Show. Playboy Show.
Girls of Rock and Roll.
That's the correct title, then.
Yes, I'm the first nude comedian. No. They want me to go topless. They do. They said, well, why not? I said, no, I don't think so. I can't stand next to those girls with... I had my chest done. I did. I got
oh,
so
really?
Into I did, but I didn't have enough money. I didn't use silicone. I used silly putty. But it's kind of neat because when I'm bored, I just sit around and make little animals, and that's kind of fun.
Diane, I know you've done the Playboy Show not only here in Las Vegas, but also up in Reno.
But you even say Playboy in your eyes, bald Jerry. I don't know.
You're a big boss in these Playboy shows. Now we're talking the big boss, Hugh Hefner. Now, he's been in the news himself last couple of years.
Oh, yes. I love it. And Jessica Hahn.
Yeah.
I don't know. You realize that Jessica Hahn didn't realize that she had been raped until Jim stopped the payments. You know? It's like she went to the mailbox and go, no check. Rape!
Joan Rivers and Diana Jordan, two great female comics featured on this edition of The Comedy Company. Until next time, this is Jerry Pippin. Cheers.